moms and dads. Thank you for tuning in. I am Rica Perelejo Bonifacio, and welcome to Raising IQ and EQ Ready Kids, a podcast series that was made by parents for parents. And we are now on, wow, season two. Before we begin, I would like to thank Smart Parenting, Enfagrow A Plus for NeuroPro, and Enfagrow Gently's 3 Plus for making this podcast series possible. Hashtag choose the right Enfagrow. Enfagrow A Plus for NeuroPro, help advance your child's IQ and EQ, and new Enfagrow Gently's 3 Plus, easy on digestion, big on brain. So excited for today because we've got a lot of hot topics. Questions that moms and dads are asking: is being overprotective and hovering over every aspect of your child's life effective? Does tough love really help? In this two-part episode, we talk about different parenting styles and how they affect our children's development. Not all kids are the same. Even siblings have different personalities, temperaments. They possess different strengths and development levels. They will require different kinds of support. Recognizing this helps us adapt and adjust our parenting styles based on the specific needs of our children. So here's the question: how can we effectively discipline our children while maintaining a positive relationship with them? Is that even possible? How do we find the right balance between being too strict or too friendly as a parent? Let's find out. Today, I'm going to give you a bullet or a rundown of things that we're going to talk about, at least for part one, no? Because it's like a wide, wide topic and we can't cover all of it in just one episode. So part one lang muna. How are we going to talk about these questions that are on moms and dads' minds? Different parenting styles and how they can affect our children's development, the common parenting problems and challenges and how we deal with them, and also nurturing happy and successful children through positive parenting and discipline. Oh, ang bibigat na mga topics natin today. Buti na lang, hindi lang ako ang mag-isang makakasama ninyo today because we have with us also this full-time homemaker, a hands-on mother of four, 3 daughters and 1 son. Nako, very interesting to ask her about how does the boy do in the middle of 3 Marias, diba? And also, she is the wife of Patrick Garcia, as well as my sister in Christ. And so very cute. She's also Bisaya. So everybody, please welcome Nika Garcia. Hi, Nika.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Rica. Hi to everyone listening to this podcast. It is an honor to be part of this show.
Oh, yes. And we are so excited to talk to you because you already have a PhD on parenting. Kahit na bata ka pa, 4 na kasi yung kids mo. So, para ka nang nagpi-PhD sa parenting, right?
Yes.
Iba talaga ang experience. Okay, so let's get right on to the topic because I'm pretty sure like the parents are waiting for your wisdom, no? Ano ba ang masya-share mo sa amin today? So, we're gonna talk about parenting styles first. You know, before we talk about yours, ano ba yung ginawa ng parents mo sa'yo? Kasi all of us come from somewhere and we kind of like repeat what was done to us or like really deliberately go against it or be opposite from what was done to us. So how was it for you growing up? Ano yung parenting style ng parents mo?
Actually, Rica and everyone, I did not grow up with my parents. I was raised by my grandparents. So it was very strict and very traditional. They were very sobrang school driven, no, grades driven.
The traditional kind of parenting.
Oh.
And so how did that affect you? Did you think that when you became a parent, you felt like however my grandparents did it with me, that's the way I'm going to do it with my kids?
Actually, I always knew the kind of parent I wanted to be. But of course, like all pregnancies, iba-iba ang nararanasan natin, di ba? So, pagdating ng first child ko, I learned that hindi pala ganun, di ba? Kailangan mag-adjust tayong mga magulang to the needs of our kids.
Yeah, because they're different.
Yes, they're very different. And even though you have like a list of what you want, It depends because they might not respond with those rules that we have in our heads.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if this is true for you, but before I became a parent, I knew everything about parenting. And then when I became a parent, wala na akong alam.
You read books din ba?
Yeah. Di ba, like before you become a parent, ang dami mong notes. And then when you're there, you're like dumbfounded. It doesn't really, not all of it will apply, right?
Agree.
So for the sake lang of the listeners right now, if you're not familiar, there are four, generally, no, I believe that there's more, but generally, people would categorize parenting styles into four different ways. So one is authoritarian or disciplinarian. So self-explanatory. And in my own words, I think that this kind of like follows what the parents want or what the adults want. Whereas authoritative parenting naman is, yes, they have rules, they can enforce it, they're guardians, but they create this possibility for positive relationship between parents and child. And then the third one is the permissive or indulgent parenting. Ito naman yung kids will be kids. I'm not going to make rules. And, you know, it has its pros and cons when the children grow up. And of course, no, the fourth is the neglectful or uninvolved parenting. Pag absentee yung parents, I guess that's self-explanatory. And I wanted to ask Nika, kung tatanungin kita, I know you have four different kids, but would you have like one kind of parenting style, meaning like you could identify in like one out of the four that I mentioned?
Yes. I believe that I'm more of the authoritative parenting. We do that because we promote conversation. You know, we want our kids, we want to listen to our kids and we want to hear what they have to say. We want to understand where they're coming from. So, medyo nandun kami.
So, where did you get that idea that I need to listen and converse with my kids?
I guess because, yun nga, I grew up with my grandparents. Parang wala akong say. Kailangan lang natin mag-yes, mag-opo, mag-obey. So, parang I wanted a little bit more than that. I'm not saying naman that, you know, the traditional way or the old ways of our parents or grandparents were wrong. They just basically knew naman how to be.
They knew a part of it.
Yes.
Diba?
Yeah. So we can't blame them.
And there are good points, huh? I have to say that there are good points from the way that they did it before. It's just that I feel like in the information age, parang na-expand natin yung knowledge na yon.
Yes, na-improve lang natin yon. So, yon, I think I'm there.
How do you converse with all four kids? Is it like kung paano mo kinausap yung panguna? Ganun mo rin ba kinausap yung pangalawa? Kasi ako, hindi.
hindi. Iba-iba talaga.
Sige, before you answer that, give me a brief description of each child and how different or the same they are.
Okay. I know Michelle. Of course, I know all of these things because I am a stay-at-home mom. So I really am able to spend time with each one. I'm very blessed to be able to do that. So again, Michelle is a very touch kind of little girl. Gusto niya lambing. Alam mo yun, nagre-respond siya pag lagi siyang niyayaka, pag lagi siyang hinahug and You know, I love you. Parang assured na assured siya doon pag may lambing. Si Patrice naman, hindi siya masyado touchy. Hindi siya makuddle. Pero gusto niya laging may words of affirmation. Gusto niya, good job, Patrice. Wow, I'm so amazed. Or, you're so galing. Si Pia right now, she's in the middle of both. She's only four. So parang it's not so clear yet what her love language is. And same with Pablo. But these little things kasi, kailangan ibigay yun eh para malaman na, mas gusto niya yung gifts. So, mas mababribe siya. Ito, nababribe. Ito, hindi. So, it takes time. It really takes time to get to know them.
I love what you said that it takes time because really, I mean, you don't, even if they're your kids, you're not automatically in the know na ganito tong batang to, alam ko na kilala ko na siya. Kailangan talaga magbabad ka, magbigay ka ng oras para makilala mo na, ito.
You need to get to know them.
Yes. Oo, lalo na ikaw, four times mo na ginawa. Kasi ako, what I find true for me is that everything that applied with the first, almost hindi nag-a-apply sa second. Completely the opposite. For whatever reason. For if I don't even know if that my second is like deliberately trying to be different because there's that factor also. But yeah, I think it just encourages all the parents out there who are listening na okay lang po kung magkakaiba ang anak ninyo, because that's actually a gift. For me, it's a gift.
Yes.
I mean, to not have a cookie cutter set of children, right?
Exactly. And it makes life so much more colorful, diba?
I know. It's super fun. And this is why I hope you guys can see. If only you could see Nika right now. She doesn't look like a mom. She looks like she just got out of school. Yan yung kanyang itsura right now. Nakakabata magkaroon ng young kids. But of course, no, hindi pa rin ganun kadali. For the advancement of our children's IQ and EQ, proper and complete nutrition is crucial. We are lucky that we have just the milk for that. Enfagrow A Plus 4 NeuroPro, which is formulated with a powerful combination of MFGM and DHA for brain development with proper nutrition and stimulation. And for our kids with sensitive tummies, we have Enfagrow's new formula, Enfagrow Gently's 3 Plus, which is still big on the brain benefits, but especially formulated for easy digestion. We have family styles and dynamics that are not the same for everyone. I'm pretty sure we have commonalities, pero meron din tayo mismo. Hindi lang yung mga anak natin ang naiiba, kung hindi bawat parent sa isa't isa, kahit nga mag-asawa di ba? We're in the same house already. We're married and we're like, I want to do it this way. And then my husband goes, but that's not how we did it. So it depends on a lot of factors. So we have cultural, socioeconomic, environmental, and more. And so we're going to talk about the different scenarios or parenting problems that call for very different variety of parenting styles. So minsan, alam mo, authoritative tayo. Pero medyo kailangan insist natin ng mas konti. Mas maging authoritarian tayo today. Minsan naman, mas kailangan na lenient kasi okay, baka masyado nang matakot yung mga anak ko. So, let's talk about that. Ano ba yung ginagawa mo pag nagkakaroon sila ng tantrums or meltdowns?
Okay, lahat sila nagtatantrums. I think all kids talaga, nagtatantrums talaga. But iba-iba rin kami mag-discipline ng kids namin. Sige, ilalaglag ko na sila. Hindi naman nila ako narinig. Si Patrice, hindi siya kailangan paluin.
So, paano yung pinaka-way mo sa kanya?
Lakihan mo lang ng mata. Lakihan mo lang ng mata, medyo ano na, nasa-snap out of it na siya.
I wonder if it's any different for your boy, because you know, you've got three girls.
Oof.
Are there similarities with girls? Do you believe in that, or at least do you see it, that girls can be a little more emotional and the boy can be a little more, I don't know, less emotional?
I don't know if I can tell that right now, kasi he's only one. Pero from the pregnancy to the now, there is a big difference.
Really? Like what?
For me, ha, ang boy, mas grabe yung energy. Mas grabe yung appetite.
Welcome to my life.
Oh. Totoo yun. So, napansin ko na ibang-iba si Pablo sa three girls. I remember I used to do three naps, ganyan. Pero parang si Pablo, parang hindi, tumatalon-talon pa rin kahit na nap time na niya. Hindi
ko
alam kung sa boys mo, ganun.
Oo, ganyan sila.
Nag-park na siya and everything. Okay pa rin siya pag uwi.
I wanted to know if, like let's say Pablo gets into a tantrum, how do you deal with him given that he's got that much energy?
Recently, what I've been doing, kasi one, medyo gusto niya na makuha yung gusto niya, I let him be. Right now, yun yung nag-a-apply, yun yung nag-work. Kung nagtatantrum siya, hinahayaan ko lang siya. Pagka mas hindi na siya sumisigaw, dun ko na siya ihahug. Hindi ko masyadong kinikater, siguro din kasi I have three other kids. I don't wanna make him feel like that will catch mama's attention. So, I go to him when he's more calm.
I see. O, diba? Ang nakakatuwa nga sa'yo ay parang there are different factors involved in the kind of discipline that you're going to employ for every child and every season of your life, right?
How do you do it? How do you discipline your boys?
Like what you said, every child calls for a very different kind of discipline. And I feel like my firstborn is the calmer of the two. And so he's the type na parang Patrice na nakihan mo lang ng mata, nakuha na niya. But you know, in both, I think what I would apply is, like you also, conversation. It applies, we're going to talk about it. And your mom is always gonna be here to process with you. I think that's it for me. But sige, ito, medyo curious ako dito. Kasi syempre, when I just had one, it wasn't my problem. But when I had another one, it's like, okay, away bati tayo 20 times in one day. Can you guys decide if you're going to be brothers or enemies? So for you, you have four. Nag-away ba sila?
Oo naman. My gosh, nag-away sila. But okay, a little background. Only child kasi ako.
Okay, so I guess that makes it harder, okay?
Oo. So hindi ko alam kung paano i-handle yung mga away ng magkakapatid. Doon naman pumasok yung role ng husband ko. He taught me this, na sometimes you just have to let them be sisters. Let them be siblings. Let them fight. Kasi before, pag nag-aaway sila, eto na si mommy. What's happening? Ganyan. So, you know, ako yung nag-analyze masyado bakit mo inaway, bakit ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos sabi ng asawa ko, just let them be. O, tapos after 3 minutes, minsan 2 minutes lang, titingnan ako ni Patrick, sabihin niya sa akin, o, tingnan mo. Naglalaro na sila.
Thank you, God, for the wisdom of our husbands.
Yes. Oh, I don't know what I do without.
No, but it's true. Whether, of course, not to single out the single parents, because they also are doing a great job. But I don't think that you can really parent alone. Even if wala kang asawa, mas maganda talaga na meron kang natatanong ang iba. Diba? Na parang, anong ginagawa niyo? Like you were a solo child.
Yeah, and you know, we're so blessed to have the technology that we have right now. Kasi even if you're a single parent, you can hear things like this. You can converse openly and talk about it and learn from each other. Sabi nga, di ba, it takes a village.
Oo, at saka yung village natin ngayon mas accessible na. Di ba, like 24/7, I could just type up my questions and you know, a ton of answers will come for the good and the bad of it because sometimes too many answers naman. So we talked about sibling rivalries. Pag-usapan naman natin yung aggressive and violent behaviors. Kasi meron talaga yan ha. Like, my first was not like that. He wouldn't spank or hit. He maybe would, but you know, isang sabi lang, natatandaan niya kaagad. My second though is a little bit more physical than the second, and it takes quite a lot of reminding for him to get that that's not right. How about for you? Anong ginagawa mo? Meron bang ganun sa mga anak mo?
Yes, I experienced that with, actually, hindi siya hitting eh. It's more of biting. Parang I remember that clearly, mahilig magbite si Michelle.
How about your other kids? Do they also like have, because you know, I mean, sometimes I feel like when they hit, like my second one, he just bit me the other day. But it wasn't, if you really observe, it wasn't because he wanted to hurt me. Nanggigi lang siya. Parang he was just, he wanted to release energy. And I feel like that's the difference between two kids. The other one is like, I'm going to draw away from you guys because I need some time to myself. And the other one's like, I'm going to release this and I'm going to shout. I'm going to bite.
That's where we adjust. Because you can tell the intentions. I can tell because I guess I am very intentional in spending time with them. I more or less know. Ano pa yung, bakit niya to ginawa? Bakit niya siya namalo? Bakit siya na-frustrate? So, based on that, dun ako mag-a-adjust. There's conversation. Because I want to understand, why are you frustrated? Why, what drove you to hurting? Something like that. So, there's no one answer
for everything. Right. You're right. No one answer for every child. No one answer for every couple who's trying to raise children. And no one answer for every situation. Because sometimes, you know, the action might be the same, but the heart is not. Okay, ito. Controversial din to. Gadget addiction. Meron na ba sa mga anak mo na na-experience nila na parang nakita mo na, teka muna, addicted na yata tong anak ko. May ganun ka ba?
I'm very strict in terms of gadget using.
Wow, okay, good.
Oo, dun kami very stern and dun kami nag-get along ni Pat. Kasi very ano kami, we weekdays, we don't. We talked about it as a couple and we said we want to make them grow up in the outdoors the way we did. Like biking, like patintero, mga piko, Chinese garter, yung mga ganyan.
Pinoy childhood. Yes correct. Uh-oh.
So kahit mga yayas ko, naglalaro kami ng patintero sa labas. Mga ganon. So nag-jump rope ako dahil sa'yo.
Wow yung naman. Inspiration, diba?
Inspiration kita.
Oh, even the kids can do that. Oh.
Yes, exactly. So we try as much as possible to make them experience, diba? How we grew up then, na walang gadgets. Although I have nothing against gadgets. Nothing. It's just that I want them to be more creative. You know, it's funny kasi recently sabi nila sa akin, Mom, I'm so bored. Sabi ko, it's okay to be bored. Mama was also bored many times. You think in your head what you can do. Diba?
Kasi, correct.
Hello, tayo. We survived. We're okay.
I'm so happy that you're like that because I mean, like, there's nothing wrong naman with gadgets. We have gadgets at home. My kids actually play videos. But I really cannot deny also that the more physical, the more tangible things for our children are actually the better things.
Yes.
Than just putting them on devices. So ano lang yan, talagang break glass when needed lang talaga yung ating mga gadgets na yan. Eto naman, tanong ko, mga anak mo, meron ba sa kanila yung napapansin mong shy or lacking in confidence? Because I do believe that Michelle, is Patrice also into dancing? Michelle is, right?
Michelle is, Patrice is in soccer. Yes, meron. Si Pia naman.
Okay. What do you do about that?
Right now kasi we enrolled her in a lot of activities na she likes. Parang ano kasi, she doesn't know yet anong gusto niya. So we're still finding out kung sino ba talaga to si Pia, di ba? So she's just more... Wala, I encourage lang, I try to build her up. I'm observing nga eh kung ano ba to, gusto ba nitong, nababribe ba to, pero parang hindi. Alam mo yun? She's not the type.
I think what I'm getting from you is that you're in the observation phase.
Yes.
And you're right, because not everyone's like, some kids, their personalities are like so, and whatever they want is so already defined at such a young age. But then there are those who are like, they reach 10 and 11 and they're like, I still don't know what to do with my life.
Yeah, and so, that's okay.
Correct. I love it that you're affirming that because sometimes we kind of like do too much for our kids, diba?
Actually, that's exactly what we tell Pia. It's okay if you say, I don't know. Kasi like, I ask her, gusto mo rin ba mag-soccer? Gusto mo rin ba mag-dance? Gusto mo rin ba mag-voice? Tapos parang hindi niya alam. So I just remind her na it's okay if you don't know, but you should try it out. How will you know if you don't try it out?
I love that balance that, you know, you respect their parang their pace of development, but also at the same time, you give gentle suggestions that are not really pressuring, diba? Na parang pwede mo namang itry para lang if you want to discover. So I'm getting so much from you, but let's remind everyone who's listening lang. Of course, no, if it doesn't apply to you, you don't really have to follow or you don't even have to think that we're right here because that's not what we're trying to do. We're just sharing merely our experiences. And you know, every child is different and every background context is different.
Every parent is different.
Correct.
Everyone is unique.
Oo, kung ano man ang nag-work sa inyo, baka nga gusto ninyo, you may also even comment and share with us your own ways of raising your children. But I think one thing that's common for a lot of moms and dads na nakakasakit ng ulo at some point ay ang kanilang eating and sleeping habits. Diba yung parang, ano ba yan, nagluto na ako ng lahat, wala ka pa rin gusto. So, any of your kids that are like hard to feed and hard to put to bed?
Okay, I am very proud of this, but with my kids in sleeping, we sleep at 8:30. My entire household
wow.
at 8:30.
Paano mo yung ginawa? O diba, kailangan na natin ng tips kay Mama Nika.
Yun talaga, consistent ako dito and proud ako dyan. We co-sleep with all our kids.
Oh my gosh, that's even harder. Wow, you're so amazing. Okay, so co-sleep ka na nga, pero 8:30 down. Okay, how did you do this?
I guess we have a routine in place. I think that that's my recommendation. When the people ask me how ganyan, I stick to a routine. And I think routines are good for kids. They have some sort of a practice that they can follow. And so what we do is pinupuno namin yung days nila.
Para mapagod.
Oo. Ganon. Kailangan, like, we start homeschooling because we also homeschool at 7. And then, 7 and then after, usually before lunch, tapos na yung school. So, after lunch, it's already, like, maybe dance or mag-movie kami or whatever. And then, after outdoor play. So, we go to the park or mga ganun, paulit, kahit paulit-ulit, basta nasa labas kami, pinapawisan, naaarawan, ganun. So, we have dinner at 6:30, and then lights off na at 8. So, usually, ang pinapatulog ko una, syempre, si Pablo. Pag natulog na si Pablo, 30 minutes, I call in the girls, and we all sleep na. Actually, kami ni Pat, natutulog na din. Kasi maaga din kami.
Aba, hindi lang ang mga babies ang healthy, pati kayo.
Oo. Like me, I still wake up every so often to feed Pablo. Kailangan ko rin sabayan si Pablo. Kasi if not, ang dami ko magtuturo pa. Ayoko naman na bad mood. Diba? Nakaka-bad mood pag wala kang tulog.
So you would say that even for you, sleep is important. And you know what I like about what you're saying and kind of like envy because in our household, mahina kami sa routines. Kaya nga pinapaalalahanan ko mga parents na nakikinig sa atin, wag po tayong may insecure kung...
Oo, wag! Oh my gosh, wag!
Kunwari mo, narinig natin ang ating guest or ako, diba? Even when I say things na... Parang buti po kayo nagagawa niya, magkakaiba po talaga tayo. Although, there is always something that we could admire and maybe emulate from other parents. It's not naman bad to actually say na, you know, I kind of like that practice. So, you're very strong in routine.
Yes.
So, that also is like a very good way to give them the hindi lang proper sleep, kundi proper nutrition. Kasi diba sabi mo, 6 p.m., nagdi-dinner na kayo. So do you always have like dinner together as a family?
Yes. That's one of the things I got from my grandparents naman. Because in the house before, kahit hindi ka gutom, kailangan nandun ka pag lunch, pag dinner. Diba? Kasi mag-pray kayo together. Wala kang choice.
I completely agree with that. And you know also, kasi when they're older, you don't get to catch them as much anymore. So this is also for you as a parent, right?
Yes. And I used to parang get bothered when I was young. Ano ba yan? Ba't naman ganito? But now parang it's so important na sabay-sabay pa rin kayo kumain. It's so important na nagdadasal pa rin kayo together. Diba? These are things that you establish and you carry on because these are good practices, di ba?
I super agree because the togetherness is going to be like foundational. Even as they get older, they will always have this place to go back to in their brains and in their hearts. Na, you know, once upon a time, you know, I had this very safe and carefree space in my life. So, thank you, Nika. I'm learning so much from you. And for all the parents who are listening, I hope you're getting the same energy and vibe that as I am getting from Nika. Nakakatuwa mga sinishare niya. And also, you know, if you guys are are looking for other things to support the development of your children, there is the EnforGrow A Plus for NeuroPro. If your child's not that sensitive, ito naman po ay para sa kanilang IQ and EQ development. So EnforGrow has a lot of things for all kinds of children. Again, no, the EnforGrow Gently 3 Plus is for those who have naman sensitive tummy. So dahil iba-iba nga po sila, like what Nika said, di ba? Yung kanilang mga anak ay magkakaiba pero napapatulong niya at napapakain niya ng tama. It takes a certain kind of ano, parang discipline also from parents. So I hope you got a lot of tips from Nika. Yes, you were gonna say something?
Yeah, I just wanna say, okay, hindi to ganito agad-agad. This took time. The routine really took time and it took a lot of parang firmness na no, when it's sleeping time, it's sleeping time. Again, parents, you do you. You know, you, those are your kids and we are the ones who know what's best for our own kids. So don't feel pressured.
Correct. So thank you, Nika. Again, no, okay, our parenting styles po, they're all affected by multiple factors, our own personality and values, our upbringing, the amount of knowledge that we have in the topic, as well as our kids' personalities, temperaments, individual needs. Huwag po tayong maiingit sa iba, huwag tayong insecure. We can always learn something from each other. But one thing in common with the strategies in dealing with the problems that I'm learning from Nika is to actually pay attention and observe our children kasi may reason behind their behavior, right? Nako, Nika, hindi pa ako tapos sa'yo kasi marami pa akong gustong tanungin. But thank you so much already for everything that you have shared today. But there will be more of this and positive parenting tips on the second part of our episode with Ms. Nika Garcia, Mommy Nika. Thank you so much. And also to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. And I hope you all learned about today's topic as much as I did. Once again, this podcast series wouldn't have been possible without Smart Parenting, EnforGrow A Plus 4 NeuroPro, and EnforGrow Gently's 3 Plus, hashtag choose the right EnforGrow. EnforGrow A Plus 4 NeuroPro help advance your child's IQ and EQ, and you, EnforGrow Gently's 3 Plus, easy on digestion, big on brain. To know more about the role EnforGrow plays in your little one's brain development, visit www.enforgrow.com.ph and follow the brand on Facebook. One more thing, please sign up to EnforGrow's Club Mama community for more helpful parenting tips and exciting brand promos. Lastly, stay tuned for more episodes of Raising IQ and EQ Ready Kids. To see all the updates about the show, be sure to follow Smart Parenting on Facebook. Again, this has been your host, Rica Perelejo Bonifacio, and I'll see you again next time. Have a great day.